Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4, 5, and 6. They read, "It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace." Well, this is one of the very most challenging passages in Hebrews, and it comes after he's just talked to them about the fact they've got to move on to maturity. At the end of chapter 5, they're living on milk, not solid food. They've got to move on or they will not make it. And now he makes it very clear that if they fall away, they will not be able to be brought back to repentance. So what is he talking about here? Well, the word impossible is used in an absolute sense every time in Hebrews, Hebrews 6:18. It's impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 10:4, it's impossible for the blood of God, bulls and goats to take away sins. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. That's impossible. So it seems to me that this has to be the same kind of meaning here. It's impossible to be, as he says here in verse 4, if you've been once enlightened and you fall away, to come back. Enlightened is John 1:9, the true light that comes into the world. John 8:12, Jesus is the light of the world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the light of the gospel. In other words, they have been enlightened, they've been converted. Some people think enlightened means baptism, and tasting in this passage refers to Eucharist. Tasting is experiential, it is not theoretical. These people have become Christians. The gift must presumably be the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 10:45. Grace is implied here, Romans 5:15. They've shared, they've had comradeship with the Holy Spirit. Luke 5:7 is the same kind of word, the partners, they're comrades together. The goodness he talks about in verse 5, goodness of the Word of God. Not just tasting God's Word, but tasting it as good, as beautiful. This is what they already have experienced. And this summarizes the problem. It's not that they are ignorant of God's Word, but that they are not applying it faithfully, and much in the rest of the book of Hebrews, of course, demonstrates that. He says that they are in danger of falling away. If you fall away, he says, you cannot be brought back to repentance. To fall aside is the word there, or the phrase. To fall aside from a standard or a path. If these Jewish Christians return to Judaism, they are identifying themselves with the people who sent the Messiah to the cross. And that is something that sounds like irrevocable falling away to me. So this warning is a startling assessment of where lukewarmness can lead us if we're not careful. 2 Peter chapter 2 also refers to the fact that falling away is possible. Verses 20 to 22, read that for yourself a little later. The implication is that the readers knew better. So the statement would be something like this. I know what the truth is, but I deliberately set myself against it. This is not someone going through a period of weakness. This does not mean that promises like John 10 and Philippians 1 do not apply to us. John 10, 28, 29, no, they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Absolutely, no one can snatch us out of God's hand, but we can walk out of God's hand. Philippians 1, 6, he who began a good work and you will carry it on to completion. Yes. If we grow, if we move on, if we hold on, not if we reject what we have already been given. Here, he's talking about those who are rejecting the Messiah. They may not think they are, but they are if they try and redig and rebuild a new foundation. Let us not reject that foundation. Let us hold firmly to the faith that we profess, and we will grow. And as we grow, we will make our calling and election sure. Well, next time we'll go on to the next few verses there. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes. Just type in MCCX into the search bar, and you'll find us in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.